弟兄姊妹大家平安。
Peace to all my brothers and sisters.
奉主的圣名一起来查考圣经的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we study the biblical truth.
今天晚上一起来查考主啊，转回从天上垂看眷顾。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin a topic of, O God, return, look down and see us from heaven.
我们来看诗篇八十篇。
Let us all turn to Psalm 80.
诗篇八十篇，看第十四节。
Psalm 80 verse 14。
八十篇十四节说：“万军之神啊，求你回转，从天上垂看眷顾这葡萄树。”
Verse 14, return, we beseech you, O God of hosts, look down from heaven and see and visit this vine.
那这是啊，亚萨的诗歌啊，这一篇应该是亚萨的后裔所写的。
And this is a psalm of Asaph, written by the descendants of Asaph.
那应该是啊，在神的国度被敌人践踏、拆毁的时候所写的一篇诗。
So this is a psalm written when the kingdom of Israel was getting taken apart by the foreign nations.
那这里特别提到说，求神啊回转，表示神啊他掉头走了。
So it here tells, the psalmist tells God to return, meaning that God had left already.
或者是说神他转脸不看了。
Or God had turned his face away from the Israelites.
现在啊，选民呢，他求神能够再一次的啊，用脸光照他们。
And so the people plead God for him to once again shine his face upon them.
再一次的啊，从天上来眷顾他所栽种的这棵葡萄树，就是神的选民的国度。
And to once again look down on this vine, and which is also the kingdom of God.
第十五节说，保护你右手所栽的和你为自己所坚固的枝子。
In verse 15, and the vineyard which your right hand had planted, and the branch that you had made strong for yourself.
所以，当神再一次的眷顾的时候啊，神就会提供保护，那神的民就有平安。
And so if the Lord strengthens once again, then there will be the protection of God, and they will be strengthened.
他强调这个国度这棵葡萄树是神所栽的，是他用他的有能的右手所栽种出来的。
And so it places emphasis that this vineyard was planted by God's right hand.
那这棵树它曾经非常的兴旺枝子能够延伸到很远的地方。
And so there was a time that this vineyard was very prosperous, and this branch was able to reach the distances.
但是现在这树十六节说已经被火焚烧，被刀砍伐，他们因你脸上的怒容就灭亡了。
But in verse 16, the branch is currently burned with fire; it is cut down. They perish at the rebuke of your countenance.
所以在说明神的这个国度曾经惹神发怒遭受到很大的灾难。
And so it here mentions that the kingdom of God has aroused the anger of God and has received punishment.
那这件事情他们这树被砍伐枝叶被焚烧，应该是出于神的作为。
And the branches were burned with fire and cut down, and this has to do with the doing of God.
那所以在诗篇里面，我们看到作者他们从历史去回顾神的作为。
And so we see that in the book of Psalms, the psalmist would often go back to the historical events.
去反省他们所曾经走过的路线。
And there were remnants of the path that they had walked on.
他们得到一个结论，就是他们的作为惹神发怒之后就是灾难。
And they come to a conclusion that their deeds that arouse God's anger will result in punishment.
那这样的一个祷告呢，其实就是要提供给我们一个后世的人，再一次的从历史得到教训。
And so these types of prayer is a warning for the future generation to not make the same mistake.
那我们可以一直得到神的脸的光照。
And so we can continuously receive the God's
就是神的照顾
God's protection and guidance.
那如果神一直都在眷顾我们，那其实我们 就走在一条平安的路上。
And if the Lord is constantly strengthening us, then we are on a peaceful path.
那我们就会照着神的应许真的得到兴旺。
And then we will be raised up according to His promise.
这包括我们个人以及我们的教会。
And this is also in our personal life, also in the church.
更是包括我们自己的家庭。
And it is also in our families.
那所以这里诗篇的作者他这样子向神祷告。
And so here the psalmist is praying to God.
要求神回转。
And pleading for God's return.
我们现在如果看第八节。
And if we look at verse 8.
你就看到这棵葡萄树其实指的就是神的这个选民的国度。
And so we can see that this vine refers to the nation of God.
第八节你从埃及挪出一棵葡萄树赶出外邦人把树栽上。
In verse 8, you have brought a vine out of Egypt and you have cast out the nations and planted it.
那第九节说你在这树根前预备的地方它就深深扎根爬满了地。
Now you prepared room for it and caused it to take deep root and it filled the land.
第十节它的影子遮满了山枝子好像佳美的香柏树。
The hills were covered with its shadows and the mighty cedars with its boughs.
第十一节他发出枝子长到大海发出蔓子延到大河。
11, she sent out her boughs to the sea and her branches to the river.
我们就看到这棵葡萄树是非常的特别。
So we see that this vine is very special.
是神特别从埃及挪出来的。
It is a vine that God had brought out of Egypt.
它栽在神的园子里。
And has planted in the court of God.
那所以我们在读以赛亚书的时候，曾经读过以赛亚书第五章有一个葡萄园的比喻。
And so in the book of Isaiah chapter 5, there's an analogy of a vineyard.
那这个就是也是神的国度。
And this is also referring to the kingdom of God.
但是他现在诗篇的作者用葡萄树这一棵树来说明神是怎么样来照顾他的。
And but this in Psalm chapter 80, the psalmist uses one vine to describe how God takes care of them.
所以这是属神的，这棵树是属神的。
So this vine is belonging to God.
是神为他预备所有的他成长的条件。
And the Lord had allowed room for it to grow.
他在这个神的祝福底下深深的扎根。
And under the blessings of God, it was able to take deep root.
所以在神的旨意底下，神的国度事实上是应该是非常稳固。而且是强盛的。
And so under the protection of God, His kingdom should be very stable and powerful.
它会彰显出神的荣耀。
And it will manifest the glory of God.
因为这棵树所代表的就是这个栽种人的工作以及他的智慧。
Because the vineyard reflects the work of the person that planted it.
所以有时候我们在我们的家里，如果我们能够种一棵树，这个树能够长得非常茂盛。结了很多美好的果实我们所知道的吃到果实人都会称赞这个主人照顾得非常好。
And so if we have grown a plant in our yard and if it was able to grow and bear much fruit and those who eat the fruit will praise the person that took care of it.
这棵树本身要好当然这个照顾人很重要。
And so for a plant to be well, the person that takes care of it must have done a good job.
所以我们事实上从我们日常生活当中的一些经验就会看出这棵树所代表就是这个主人他的用心以及这个主人他的智慧他工作的成果事实上是要彰显出他的荣耀。
And so this tree can also represent the care and the effort and the accomplishment that the person that took care of it put forth into it.
所以今天你看他这棵树他深深的扎根之后爬满地面他这个发旺的结果呢真的是展现出这个栽树的人他的智慧跟能力。
So we see that this vine described here was able to take root and fill the land reflects the wisdom of its planter.
今天神的选民的国度是神所特别建立的。
And so the kingdom of God is established by himself.
是神用大能的手来引导他。
And God uses his hand to guide them.
那让他的名可以被万民所认识。
And this is for his name to be known by all nations.
所以我们看到神的国度曾经得到很大的荣耀特别是在大卫那个时代。
So we see that the kingdom of God, this nation, was once glorious, especially in the reign of King David.
但是之后，这个国度就开始衰败了。
But after that, the kingdom began to deteriorate.
到最后神竟然让把这个树的篱笆拆掉了，让敌人来攻打。
And God took apart the court that was in and allowed the enemies to enter in.
所以第十二节说，你为何拆毁这树的篱笆，任凭一切过路的人摘取呢？
And that's why in verse 12 it says, why have you broken down her hedges so that all who pass by the way pluck her fruit?
林中出来的野猪把它糟蹋了，林野地的走兽拿它当食物了。
In verse 13, the boar out of the woods uproots it, and the wild beast of the field devours it.
那这个就是神的国度，神的选民受苦的一个描述。
And this is a description of the suffering of his God's kingdom or the children of Israel.
但是第十二节它的主词是用你为何拆毁这个树篱笆，是神主动的作为，是神做的。
And so in verse 12 it mentions, why have you broken down? So it refers to that God has allowed this to happen.
那表示当时候的百姓他们对神的话他们不听的。
And so it also means that the people did not listen to the word of God.
因为神他栽种了这棵树，他是期待从这个树上结果子。
Because God planted this vine and he expects this vine to bear fruit.
让他的名可以得荣耀。
And so that his name may be glorified.
但是最后神需要出手把这棵树的篱笆拆掉，让外人来践踏他。
But at the end, the Lord has to break down her hedges so that her enemies can pluck the fruit.
那事实上是因为百姓的作为让神忍无可忍了。
And it is because the people's deeds have allowed God to run out of patience.
那我们如果看八十一篇，我们就看到原因在哪里。
And if you look at Psalm 81, we see the reason why.
为什么神要把这个篱笆拆掉？
So why did the Lord remove his hedges?
神他怎么这么忍心的让他的百姓受苦？
How can the Lord have the heart to see his chosen people suffer?
我们读八十一篇的时候，会看到一个很欢乐的情景。
If we read verse Psalm 81, we see a very happy scene.
那因为一开头的几节到一开头一到五节，就会看到说，哇，他们是在节期的时候，大家在歌唱欢呼弹琴歌唱吹角，就像过节很快乐的一个时候。
And in verse 1 to 5, we see they were in different festivities. They were they raised a song, they played the harp and struck the timbrel, and this was a joyful moment.
这两天昨天跟今天是犹太人的新年。
And so today and yesterday was the Jewish New Year.
今天小弟到LA 当当附近去访问信徒。
And so today I went to downtown LA to visit
到那里
members.
看到很多的犹太人携家带眷的在街上逛街。
So I saw a lot of Jewish families gathering together on the streets.
那他们都走到他们的 synagogue, 他们的会堂里面去。
And they all gathered at their synagogue.
原来他们是这两天是他们的新年。
And it happened to be that yesterday and today is their New Year's Day.
就是他们宗教历的，就是像我们在读旧约圣经里面的七月一日的吹角节一样。
And it is the day of the trumpet that is recorded in the Old Testament.
是一个新年的开始。
It is the beginning of a new year.
所以有的学校是放假的。
So some schools have holiday.
我们在这边没有放假，在比佛利山庄那边的学校放假。
So our schools here do not have a vacation, but the schools in Beverly Hills, they have holiday.
因为那里很多犹太人的社区。
And because there is a large Jewish community there.
那他们都是非常欢喜快乐的。
And they were all very joyful.
路上很热闹。
And it was very lively on the streets.
那真的是像这里所说的，他们像这位神在欢呼然后在庆祝神给他们新的一年。
It is like described here, they were praising God for giving them a new year.
我们在读摩西五经的时候，我们读到立位记，读到生命记，就提到神特别要求百姓要纪念一些节日。
So if you read the five books of Moses, specifically in Leviticus and Deuteronomy, it describes the law of keeping the festivals.
你看第十八十一篇的第三节，当在越受越旺，我们过节的日子吹角。第三节。
In verse 3, it says, blow the trumpet at the time of the new moon, at the full moon on our solemn feast day.
第四节说，因为这是为以色列定的律例，是雅各神的典章。
In verse 4, for it is the statute of Israel, a law of the God of Jacob.
其实神为百姓定了一个生活的规律。
And so the Lord had established a system for the Israelites to
什么时候该做什么事，事实上是神把他们定好他们的步伐的。
And the Lord had established what they should do during their lives.
他们如果愿意照着神的吩咐做的时候，其实每一个节期都是欢喜快乐，大家一起歌颂赞美神。
If they are able to follow the laws of God, then they will be able to celebrate their festivals.
那在赞美的时候，就是神真的是在眷顾他的百姓。
And during these times of praise, it is a time when God strengthens His people.
因为他们在享受神是信实的神，他守约施慈爱，真的照着应许照顾他的选民。
And because they're celebrating that God is a faithful God, that He is willing to, He will take care of His people.
可是，当人在这个平顺当中的时候，往往会忘记神的吩咐。
But during the lives of the peaceful times of people's lives, they forget to keep the commandments of God.
所以神特别要求百姓要聚在一起，在特定的节日的时候，一定要聚在一起去回忆神的恩典，神的约。
And that is why God appointed a time for the people to gather together to reflect upon the blessings they have received.
神为什么要给百姓定节日，要调整他们的步伐？
And so why did the Lord set festivals and laws for these festivals?
如果我们再看八十一篇第五节
，If we look at Psalm 81 verse 5,
他去攻击埃及地的时候，在约瑟中间立此为证，我在那里听见我所不明白的言语。
In verse 5, this he established in Joseph as a testimony when he went throughout the land of Egypt, where I heard a language I did not understand.
那其实就在说明说，当神为他的百姓在征战的时候，要带领百姓出这个。救赎他们的时候
so meaning that when the Lord is waging war with the Israelites when he is delivering them
这个作者他听到前所未闻的话就是没有听过这样的应许的话
so the psalmist heard a language that he had not heard before he cannot understand
也就是说就是神的恩典
and this is the blessings of God
是他们在当奴隶的时候人家不曾这样子跟他们讲过的话的
And this is some words that they did not receive as when they were slaves in the land of Egypt.
在埃及为奴之地的时候
，and when they were slaves in the land of Egypt,
他们的肩头的担子是越来越重。
The burdens that they have received is
但是神跟他现在跟他的百姓说
，but the Lord now tells his people.
所以第六节我们看到神他的恩典。
So verse 6 we see that the blessings of God.
神说：“我使你的肩头得脱重担。”你的手可以放下筐子。
Verse 6, I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were freed from the basket.
第七节，你在极难中呼求，我就搭救你。我在雷的隐秘处应允你，在米利巴水那里试验你。
7, you called in trouble, and I delivered you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meribah.
那这个就是神照顾百姓的一个应许。
So this is the promise of care that the Lord had toward the Israelites.
神要让他的民得到自由。
And the Lord wanted his people to be free.
他们本来是当奴隶的。
And they were once slaves.
那现在在困难当中，百姓就跟神哀求。
So in times of trouble, the people cried out to the Lord.
当他们哀求的时候，神说：“我就搭救你们了。”
And so when the people cried for help, God delivered them.
那他在雷的隐秘处应允你。
And he answered them in the secret place of thunder.
也就是说，当你看，当神看顾人的时候，神就跟人立约。
And so, meaning that once God has taken care of someone, he will make a promise with them, covenant with them.
那这个时候就是神跟百姓有一个契约。
And so, this is a time when a covenant was established between God and His people.
在雷的隐秘处，其实所说的就是神颁布律法的时候。
So the secret place of thunder refers to the place that God had given them the laws.
神当时候跟他的百姓立一个永远的约。
And God had established an everlasting covenant.
如果百姓愿意照神的话做。
As long as the people were willing to follow his
laws, 神就要怎么样来祝福他们
then the Lord will bless them in all kinds of ways.
但是反过来神也说如果你们不这样做会有什么结果
And also on the other hand, if the God also mentioned that if you do not keep these laws, then what will happen, the consequences?
这个信实的神他一定会照他所说的话去做的
And so this is a faithful God, he will do according to his words.
所以
receive the deliverance from God.
但是神的搭救不是只是要让人脱离这一目前眼前的困难而已。
But the deliverance of God is not just for His people to overcome the troubles that lies before them.
其实神是要训练他的百姓能够更圣洁、更公义，然后更跟他更亲近。
And but the point is that the Lord wants to train His people to be more righteous and more holy before Him.
那所以你看，神他事实上要提升百姓他们的生命的。
And so the Lord wanted, God wanted to elevate the lives of His people.
不是只是眼前的困难解决就算了。
Not only just to solve the problems they had before them.
所以有时候神会给百姓一些试验。
And so sometimes the Lord will give His people trials.
所以在米利巴水那里试验你，神试验他的百姓。
And so God tested His people at the waters of Meribah.
神让他们遇到艰困的环境，要让他们学会忍耐，求告等候神。
And God put them in a difficult situation for them to learn patience and to rely on God.
但是我们看到当时的当代的百姓，他们没有办法通过神的试验。
We see the nation of God at that time were unable to pass the trials by God.
所以他们惹神发怒。
So they aroused the anger of God.
那我们都知道惹神发怒的结果一定都是灾难。
So we know the consequences that follows if you anger God.
我们看到当时候其实神对他的百姓真的是赐给很大的恩典。
So we see that the people received much blessings from God.
这是别的民所没有的。
And these type of blessings are not received by other nations.
所以当时候神他向百姓提出一个要求。
And so the Lord God requested from the Israelites.
我的民啊，你们当听，你当听，我要劝诫你，以色列啊，圣愿你肯听从我。
Verse 8, Hear, O my people, and I will admonish you, O Israel, if you will listen to me.
第九节，在你当中不可有别的神，外邦的神也不可以下拜。
Verse 9, There shall be no foreign god among you, nor shall you worship any foreign god.
第十节，我是主你的神，曾把你从埃及地领上来，你要大大张口，我就要给你充满。
Verse 10, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it.
那这个是你看神当时候是何等的这样子非常慈爱的来劝勉他的百姓。
And so we see out of love how God warned his people.
因为当神试验他的选民的时候他们失败了。
And because when God gave them trials, they failed.
你看神劝诫他的百姓。
And so the Lord is...
他的心意是说，圣愿你愿意听从我。
And so he's hoping that the people will turn back and listen to his commandments.
能够尊他为独一的神。
And that he will be their one and only God.
也就是说，在他们的心里面不可以有任何的偶像。
And so that in their hearts there is no other idols.
能够专心的跟从这位这么爱他们的主。
So they can wholeheartedly follow this God that loves them so much.
他说，我要。你要大大张口，我就要给你充满，就是要把所有你需要的都给你。
So he tells them to open their mouth wide, and I will fill it, meaning that they will God will provide them anything they need.
因为这个就是神的应许，神是有恩典的神。
Because this is the promise of God, and he allows his people to receive grace.
所以神他是这么般的慈爱。
And so this is how much love God had towards his people.
信实的神，他说的话，他就会这样做。
And so.The words of God will come.
他希望百姓能够听从他的声音。
And he wants the people to listen to his voice.
可是第十一节
，But in verse 11,
他说：“无奈我的民不听我的声音，以色列全不理我。
”Verse 11, My people would not heed my voice, and Israel would have none of me.
所以这个 but 这个无奈这件事情很，这个是一个很重大的关键。
So the but is a very important key word.
也就是说。对神的应许，神给他们的恩典，他们全然不理会。
So the people were unwilling to accept this blessing and grace that God wanted to bestow.
甚至还把这个神的恩典，把它误以为是他们外邦人的偶像所施加给他们的。
And they even in turn took these blessings as if the foreign gods had given this.
所以就让神真的内心非常的忧伤。
And so this hurt the heart of God.
所以第十二节说，我便任凭他们心里刚硬，随自己的计谋而行。
12, so I gave them over to their own stubborn heart to walk in their own counsels.
那就看到说，当人都不理会神的声音的时候，神就让人你就走你自己的路看看吧。
And so once you do not heed the word of God, then the Lord will allow you to walk in your own counsel.
神任凭人走自己的路，事实上是人一定受苦的。
If God knows that if you walk in your own counsel, then you will suffer.
那这也说明人当时候是有多么顽梗悖逆的。这说明人的心是怎么样的悖逆神。
And so here it describes how much the heart of men refuse to be with God.
然后让神失望。
And disappointing God.
所以看现在看使徒行传第七章。
Let us turn to the Acts of the Apostles.
使徒行传。
The Acts of the Apostles.
使徒行传第七章的第四十二节。
Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7.
第七章四十二节
7:42
神就转脸不顾，任凭他们侍奉天上的日夜星辰，正如先知书上所写的说，以色列家，你们四十年间在旷野，岂是将牺牲和祭物献给我吗？四十三节，你们抬着摩洛的帐幕和理番神的心，就是你们所造为要敬拜的像，因此我要把你们迁到巴比伦外去。
In verse 42, then God returned and gave them up to worship the hosts of heaven, as it is written in the book of the prophets. Did you offer me slaughtered animals and sacrifices during 40 years in the wilderness, O house of Israel? 43, you also took up the tabernacle of Moloch and the star of your god Rephim, images which you have made to worship, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon.
Wow. 那我们是看到这里在诉说历史的时候特别强调当时候神是怎么样的转眼不顾他自己的国度，任凭他们去侍奉这些偶像。
And so here it describes a history in which God turned and gave them up to worship and allowed them to worship their foreign gods.
因为他们当时候内心呢不是真正的在专一的爱这位主，跟随这位神。
Because their hearts were not wholeheartedly following the God, their God.
所以内心里面其实一直跟着这些外邦人的这个思想，他们的习惯。
So in their hearts they followed the culture and the philosophies of the other nation, foreign nations.
所以神任凭人去做他自己想做的事。
So God gave them up to let them do whatever they wanted to do.
那因此呢，我们其实看到这个历史，他这样一直在强调，当神任凭人去做的时候，其实接下去就知道结果是什么。
And so history tells us that if God has given up and allows you to do to follow your own counsels, then we know the conclusion.
就是被掳。
And it is to become captives.
就是跟神隔绝的。
And it is to be separated from God.
就是跟神的荣耀救恩没份。
And it is to have no part with the salvation of God.
所以我们看到圣经里面用这个神任凭人去满足自己私欲的这个描述，其实我们要非常的小心。
So it is important that we take note on when God allows us to follow our own lusts and desires.
这就是为什么神会他把他的他这个葡萄树的篱笆把它拆的，让人让外人来践踏，来摘取他的果实。
So this is what it means when God takes off its hedges and allows foreign nations to pick at its fruits.
当人不愿意听从神话的时候，
when people are unwilling to follow the commandments of God,
那其实接下去就是受苦。
And then the end result is suffering.
那当你看人就随自己的计谋而行，人想要做什么就做什么。
And they follow their own hearts and do whatever they want to do.
可是这个时候其实神也没有放弃人。
And but at this point, God had not given up on them.
我们看到八十一篇的第十三节，神再一次的强调说：“圣愿我的民肯听从我，以色列肯行我的道。”
So if you look at Psalm 81 verse 13, once again and emphasizes that if God wanting His people to return to Him,
然后行他的道
，and to walk in His ways.
那如果这样的，他说第十四节，我就要制服他们的仇敌，反手攻击他们的敌人。
And verse 14, I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my head against their adversaries.
然后他说，恨神的人必来投降，但他的百姓必永久长存。
15, the haters of the Lord would pretend submission to him, but their fate would endure forever.
那所以我们看到神他的慈爱。
So we see this love for of God.
他很愿意他的百姓重新回转。
And how much he would love to see his people return to him.
他愿意他的民走在他的路上。
And he wants his people to walk on his path.
因为这条路是平安的路。
Because this is the only path that leads to peace.
也是得永生的路。
And this only path that leads to salvation.
那神他的提出的要求其实是要祝福的。
And this the request from God is for them to be blessed.
所以十六节他说他也必拿上好的麦子给他们吃，又拿从磐石出的蜂蜜叫他们饱足。
Verse 16, he would have fed them also with the finest of wheat and with honey from the rock. I would have satisfied you.
也就是说，这就是神他对那愿意听从他的人的应许跟祝福。
And so this is the promise and blessings to those that keep the word of God.
也就是说，你看神一定把最好的福分给他们。
And God will give them the best.
让他们得到饱足，他们不会缺乏。
And they will be fed, and they will not lack anything.
所以这位慈爱的神，他对百姓的要求实际上是附带着祝福。
And so the result is that if you are the request from God is for Him to bless you.
一个聪明的人一定会愿意听从神的话语。
So a wise person would keep the commandments of God.
可是当时候的民，他们却不愿意，他们不肯听。
But the nation at that time, they were unwilling to listen.
然后我们有时候，其实我们人呢，通常都是很硬性的。
And so a lot of times as men, we are stubborn.
我们一般来说呢，人很不愿意屈服在人，或甚至在神面前。
We are unwilling to lower ourselves before men and before God.
我们常常都会学着说，我自己要随着自己的心意而行。
And we want to do what is according to our own will.
这是当时候百姓他们的问题。
And this is the problem of the people at that time.
也有可能是我们今天的问题。
And it could also be our problem today.
所以我们要愿意听神的话，这是神的呼吁。
And so we must be willing to listen to the word of God.
那当时候我们如果从第八十二篇呢，就看到另外一个问题。
And so we see another issue raised in Psalm 82.
为什么神他让他这个国度哦？被糟蹋。
And so why he allowed his nation to be taken over?
除了你看，当人不愿意听神的话以外
，So other than men not listening to the word of God.
其实我们看到接下去，他的国度里面就没有公义。
So we see that in the kingdom there is no righteousness.
人随着自己的计谋在行事为人的时候
，When men follow their own counsel and do wicked,
通常就是偏见，就是这个不公义的事。
And they show partiality and do things that are unjust.
这包括这个领导人。
And not only is the leader.
神他是在天上，他是天上的真神。
So God is in heaven, he is the one true God.
坐在天上至高的宝座。
And he sits in his throne high above.
他从天上在观察他的百姓。
And from heaven he observes his people.
所以神把他的这个国度交给他的这些高利的领导人来带领。
And so God allowed his kingdom to be in the hands of the elected people.
但是他本身是真正的主宰，他是这个国度里面的王。
But in actuality, he is the master and he is the king of his nation.
那现在这些被指派的人需要遵行神的法则。
And so those who are elected to rule his nation has to follow the word of God.
所以第八十二篇我们看到的是神对他这些选民里面的领导人提出一个警告。
So 82 is a warning that God has given to his elect and leaders.
因为那个时候人失去了对神的敬畏，没有公义了。
Because at that time people lost their respect towards God.
八十二篇第一节说，神站在有权力者的会中，在诸神中行审判。
Verse 1, God stands in the congregation of the mighty, he judges among the gods.
好，那这个好像是在天上所发生的事情。
And so this seems like what is happening in heaven.
是在神的会中呢，有权力者这个 mighty 全大能者的会中也。
That it is amongst the congregation of the mighty.
那这些在诸神中行什么？这个诸神是谁呢
？And so who are the who is who are the among the other gods?
好，我们现在看第二节。
Verse 2.
他说：“你们审判不秉公义，寻恶人的情面，要到几时呢
？”Verse 2. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked?
好。所以看起来这个诸神跟这些你们是有关系的，这些审判人的人。
So it seems like that these gods are also referring to those who are being questions that have been judging unjustly and showing partiality.
表示这些在地上的这些审判人的是不公义的，寻情面的。
And so we see that these gods, also these leaders in the world, they are unjust.
第三节，你们应当当为贫寒的人和孤儿伸冤，当为困苦和穷乏人施行公义。
And three, defend the poor and the fatherless, do justice to the afflicted and needy.
第4节说，当保护贫寒穷乏人，救他们脱离恶人的手啊。
And verse 4, deliver the poor and needy and free them from the hand of the wicked.
但第5节说，你们仍不知道，也不明白，在黑暗中走来走去，地的根基都动摇了。
Verse 5, they do not know, nor do they understand.They walk about in darkness, and the foundations of the earth are unstable.
那当时候，你看没有公义的时候，连这个地的根基都动摇。
So we see that there's no righteousness to the point that the foundations of the earth are unstable.
因为当时候这些领导人呢，真的是按他们自己的心意在行的时候，根本不管这些贫乏的，不。一点都没有公义的。
Because these leaders, when they are following their own will, they do not mind the poor and the needy.
不明白神的法则，神的心意。
And they do not know the heart of God and the laws.
那所以在这个时候，我们看到第6节，我曾说你们是神，都是至高者的儿子。
Verse 6, I said you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High.
这句话被主耶稣引用的。
And so these words were also used by the Lord Jesus.
看约翰福音第10章。
Let us turn to the Gospel of John.
约翰福音第10章。
Gospel of John chapter 10.
第34节。
Gospel of John chapter 10 verse 34.
第10章34节，耶稣说：“你们的律法上岂不是写着，我曾说你们是神吗
？”34, Jesus answered them.Is it not written in your law, I said, you are gods?
35节，经上的话是不能废的。若那些承受神道的人尚且称为神。
35, he called them gods to whom the word of God came. The scripture cannot be broken.
36节，父所分别为圣又差到世间来的，他自称是神的儿子，你们还向他说，你说健忘的话吗？
36, do you say of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world,You are blaspheming because I said I am the Son of God.
主耶稣他来传福音的时候，他一再强调他自己的身份。
So when Lord Jesus came to preach, he wanted to reaffirm his status.
当他宣告我以父为唯一的时候，那个犹太人就拿石头打他了。
When he said I am my Father at one, then the Jews wanted to stone him.
那时候主耶稣就问他们说：“你为什么打我
？”So Lord Jesus questioned the Jews, "Why are you hitting me?"
但33节。众人就回答说：“因为你是个人，反将自己当作神。”
And 33, the Jews answered him, saying, "For a good work, we do not understand, because you being a man and make yourself God."
那这个时候，你看他们对主说：“啊，他是从天上来的这件事情，他们不能了解。”
So when Jesus said that he came from heaven, the people were unable to understand.
那时候，你看他们认为说主耶稣说健忘的话。
And so they believe that Lord Jesus was blasphemous.
但是主耶稣这里特别在跟他们提到经上所写的话，我曾说你们是神。
And so he was reminding them that he once called them that they are gods.
那都是至高者的儿子。
And they are all children of the Most High.
那其实这个在说明，你看今天属神的百姓他们的身份。
And so here it all mentions that the status of the chosen people of God.
我们人是神所造的。
And we are formed by God.
你如果从神的这个属性来看
，And if we look from the perspective of God,
你看神造了人，称人是他的儿子，他是他的父。
And God created men and called them his son, and God is their father.
如果神他是神
，And if God is truly
God, 那他的儿子当然是神。
And then their children will also be.
因为他是从他的系统下来的。
Because they are from the.
但是他是住在这些人是住在地上的。这些儿子是住在地上。
So and these children are, but these children or gods are living in this world.
暂时在地上而已。
they are temporarily living in this world.
他最终是要回到天上去的。
But the final destination is going back to heaven.
所以他这里特别提到说，你们是神，是至高者的儿子。
So he mentions that you're God's the son, the children of the Most High.
那既然是神的儿子，就应该要行神的公义。
And so now, if you are children, then you should follow the righteousness of God.
因为神的宝座的根基就是公平跟公义。
Because the
神的宝座的 foundation 是
公平公义。Because the foundation of God is righteousness and justice.
也就是说，我们现在看一下诗篇九十七篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 97.
这位神是王。
So we see that this Lord is King.
九十七篇的第二节。
Psalm 97 verse 2.
九十七篇第二节，密云和幽暗在他的视为，公义和公平是他宝座的根基。
Verse 2, clouds and darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne.
第三节说，有烈火在他前头行，消灭他视为的敌人。
3, a fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about.
就看到神的威严。
And so we see the work of God.
那当时候神的威严，神的那个他是很他的 sovereignty 神是很值得敬畏的。
And so we see the sovereignty of God, and He's the deserving of our praise.
一定是他说是以公义和公平来管理这个全地的。
So He uses His righteousness and justice to rule over the land.
那这个当时候这些替神在做审判工作的人，他们不懂得遵行神的道。
And so these leaders that were supposed to be
他们没有遵行神的道。
They did not follow the commandments of God.
所以让神非常的失望。
And so this was disappointing to God.
所以当时候神就责备他们了。
And so God punished them.
所以
rebuked them.
第八十二篇的第七节说：“然而你们要死，像与世人一样，要扑倒，像王子中一位一样。”八十二篇第七节。
And verse 8, and Psalm 82, verse 7, but you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes.
我们就看到，其实当时候神对百姓其实是一再容忍，一再提醒、劝诫他们。
And so we see the constant reminder from God.
那神的儿子们实际上是应该要能够像神。
And the sons of God should have the image of Christ.
今天我们要像神一样。
And today we must have be Christ-like.
像神。
God-like,
就是神的公义啊，神他是这样子表现的。
And because this is the way God is.
那到了新约时代，主耶稣跟我们说
，So New Testament, and Lord Jesus told us.
如果他的第十章的约翰福音第十章的三十五节
In Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 30.
三十五节。
35.
经上的话是不能废的，若那些承受神道的人尚且称为神。
35, if he called them gods to whom the word of God came.
承受神的道表示真的是按照神 的法则在做事在服侍人的。
So if you're,
这就指着神所指派的这些领导人。
And so this is referring to the leaders.Of God.
那这样子，他说父所分别从又差到世上来的这个人子，他岂不是更是神的儿子吗？他是神，又有什么不对呢？第三十六节。
Verse 36.
父所分别为圣，又差到世间来的，就是耶稣基督。他自称神的儿子，还有错吗
？So it is incorrect that Jesus Christ, being sanctified by the Father, is the Son of God.
所以。主耶稣他的宣告，事实上是在说明他的身份，然后他对他的名的期待。
And so the ministry of Lord Jesus is to reaffirm his status and also to
他对百姓的期待。
And his hope for the people.
我们是要照神的道理来行的。
And we are to do according to the word of God.
所以要让神回转，其实上是要听神的话，愿意照神的话而。行神的道来行的人。
And so if we want to for God to return, then we must do His.
然后尊重这位神是天地的主宰。
And to acknowledge Him as the Creator of the heavens.
所以神最后是审判主的姿态再来。
And so God will once again to reveal his
righteousness. 最后要得到万邦为他的产业。
And to receive all the nations.
就是神最后 他的旨意要畅行无阻。
And this is his will to have all the nations under him.
因为神他要把属他的人全部都把他召集在一起。
Because God wants us to gather all his chosen people.
他在来的时候就是宣告他是谁的，真的他是谁。
When he comes again, it is to proclaim who he is.
所有都是他的。
And that everything belongs to him.
每一个人都要在他面前俯伏敬拜。
And all the people will prostrate before him.
那所以神啊，求你回转。
And so, O Lord, return.
神愿意他再一次的眷顾他的选民。
And to strengthen once again his people.
我们看到了百姓他们当时候啊所留下的这个见解。
And so we see this the warning that the people had left behind.
我们今天要求神回转，我们一定要先愿意听神的话。
And if we want the Lord to return, then we must first obey his commands.
我们愿意信守跟神所立的约。
And to be willing to keep this covenant that was established.
我们愿意遵行神的道。
And to follow his words.
我们愿意用神的话语来指导我们的生活。
And to allow his words to lead our lives.
那这样子神一定再一次的回转。
And then the Lord will return once again.
用他的脸来光照我们。
And to shine his face upon us.
让我们就得福，我们就得救了。
And then we receive salvation and receive grace.
你看，再看一下耶利米书第三十一章。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah.
耶利米书三十一章。
Jeremiah chapter 31.
三十一章。
Jeremiah chapter 31.
第十七节
Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 17
主说你末后必有指望你的儿女必回到你的自己的境界
17 There is hope in your future says the Lord that your children shall come back to their own border
十八节我听见以法莲为自己悲叹说你责罚我我便受责罚像不惯负轭的牛犊一样
18 I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself You have chastised me and I was chastised like an untrained bull restore me and I will returnFor you are my Lord, my God.
求你使我回转，我便回转，因为你是主我的神。
And restore and I will return, for you are the Lord my God.
第十九节
Verse 19.
我回转以后就真正懊悔，受教以后就拍腿叹息。我因担当幼年的凌辱，就抱愧蒙羞。
19. Surely after my turning, I repented and I was instructed. I struck myself on the thigh. I was ashamed, yes, even humiliated.
二十节主说以法莲是我的爱子吗？是可喜悦的孩子吗？我每逢责备他，仍深顾念他，所以我的心肠念慕他，我必要怜悯他。
20 is Ephraim, my dear son, is he a pleasant child? For though I spoke against him, I earnestly remember him still. Therefore, my heart yearns for him. I will surely have mercy on him, says the Lord.
这就是神的应许。
And this is the promise of God.
这也是神的怜悯。
And this is also the mercy of God.
当人愿意求神回转的时候，神就回转。
When the people plead for the Lord to return, He will return.
当人愿意听神的时候，神一定回转。
When the people request the Lord to return, then He will return.
所以因为你是我的神。
And because you are my God.
那我回转之后，我就懊悔啊，我就受教了。回转之后，我就懊悔了，真正懊悔。第十九节。
And after returning, I repented.
那我受教之后，我就会发现我以前哪里错，我知道怎么改变了。
And so after I'm instructed, that I know what to change.
然后再一次的经历神的慈爱。
And to once again receive the mercy and
kindness of God. 神说我能深深的顾念他。
And then the
神说我还顾念他。
And the Lord says His heart still yearns for him.
我的心常念慕他。
And I still remember him.
也就是说神他不会忘记他的名。
And meaning that the Lord does not forget his people.
没有人能够像神这么样怜悯我们。
And nobody can have such mercy like the Lord has for us.
但是我们人一定要愿意啊来祈求神来再一次的让我们可以心软能够来听他的话。
But we must pray that God softens our hearts so we can once again listen to his word.
那我们就能够经历神从天上垂看眷顾。
And we can see the strengthening and guidance from God.
那我们从此就走在神的路上。
Then once again, we will walk on the path of God.
重新建立起跟神的关系。
And we will once again establish a relationship with God.
所以，我们有位弟兄啊，他曾经啊 事业非常的兴旺。
And so there was once a brother that he had a very successful career.
因为他从小在教会长大，都经历神的祝福。
He grew up in the church and received blessings throughout his life.
他曾经他的事业兴旺到，他被人家称作巨，在一个事业里面是第一把交椅的人，
so、
最厉害的。
So he was appraised by
最有手段做生意的人。
By his community that he was the best business person.
对，但是他最后他把神先忘掉了。
He at the end forgot about God.
因为他事业做大了以后。
Because once he was very successful in
his career, 他觉得他可以做他自己想做的事。
He believed that he can do whatever he pleased.
最后神就真的管教他了。
And the Lord,
让他的事业一个一个卖掉了。
And allowed each one of his companies to fall.
卖到最后，他需要去跟人家上班。
And then he had to become a worker for someone else's company.
还要去跟人家求一个工作来做。
And he had to request to be a worker for someone else's company.
但是那个时候，也就是他真正谦卑在神的时候，谦卑在神面前的时候。
But this is also the time when he humbled himself before God.
他愿意回转。
He was willing to return.
他重新回到教会里面来求神。
And he once again returned to God to before God.
然后其实不是神离开他。
And it's not that God
是他离开的神
left him, but it is that he left God.
那神再一次的。用许多的方式来叫他回来。
And then God used various ways to lead him back.
那他当他回头的时候，
And once he returned,
他就发现说，其实，在神的家里面来服侍神、这样敬拜神是非常满足的。
And he realized how satisfying it was to serve and worship in the house of God.
慢慢的，神又让他重新开始。
And God once again allowed him to build himself up.
他回头之后，他看到神为他所训练、所安排这个课程。
And in retrospect, he saw this training that God wanted him to go through.
他真的就是经历了第二十节这里所说的，神仍然深深的坚固他。
And so he experienced what is mentioned in verse 20 that the Lord still has mercy on him.
神再一次的怜悯他。
And once again, the Lord has mercy on him.
他发现他真的跟神建立了这个亲密的关系。
And so he once again established his intimate relationship with God.
那个时候他才真的明白说，人最重要的是要听神的话语。
And he realized that what is most important is to follow the word of God.
没有人眷顾他像主耶稣这样子。
And nobody can strengthen him and encourage him like God.
因为你们都能够经历神这样的怜悯。
And so hopefully we can all experience this mercy from
God. 我们都能够了，愿意来听他的话。
And so we can all listen to his word.
来唱诗。
Let's rise and sing hymn.
来唱506首。
Let's rise and sing hymn 506.